what's happening with AI and nuclear power. Google agrees to buy nuclear power from small modular reactors that are going to be built by Kairos Power. They've got government funding to do a trial run of that in Tennessee. And, of course, we're seeing Amazon, Microsoft, now Google, all of them are going for their own nuclear reactors. We have OpenAI and Sam Altman. He's actually set up a company to do nuclear reactors. They've got partnerships with Blackstone and all the big financial people to do nuclear reactors. And yet, the reality is, and they kind of skip over this in this Zero Hedge article, because Zero Hedge is talking about how this is an opportunity to jump on board, and that there's going to be more profit from this side of the AI, in other words, feeding it power, than there is necessarily going to be in trying to pick the winners of AI. Very similar situation to what we saw with the dot-com situation and the dot-com bust. I remember the picks and axes strategy. I followed that myself there. But you saw the picks and axes, the people that were selling the broadband switching circuitry and things like that, they were going to make the internet work that makes the internet work today. Those people went down the tubes. Those companies went down the tubes along with all of the pet dot-com, dot-com companies. They all went down the tube. So there's a concern about that. But my biggest concern with all of this is the fact that this is a plan for them to have energy and for us to have none. They're not going to be putting this back onto the grid. This is why the S, small modular reactors. As I said before, they want to do these things very, very quickly. They want to start up Three Mile Island with a minimum oversight and test. Now, what could be wrong with that? A very old nuclear facility that was shut down because it had a massive accident there. But let's just bring it back online as soon as possible. And everywhere in this article, you see clean, clean, clean when they talk about nuclear. Well, I guess that's a relative term, isn't it? People want to talk about CO2 as if it is dirty. It's not dirty. They always want to say, they'll typically refer to it as carbon. And I've seen it over and over again. Members of the press who don't know the difference between carbon, carbon monoxide, and carbon dioxide, and they frequently get all of those interchanged and intermixed up. But the real issue is this rationing. And this is from the expose in the UK. The government's given you a ration book for electricity. You just don't know it yet. We're about to say welcome to the winter of 2024, a season that makes the Blitz look like a summer picnic when it comes to electricity. With freezing temperatures outside and eye-watering bills inside, it feels like rationing is back, only this time there's no government-printed book with neat little coupons. Instead, we're given a kind of rationing courtesy of the invisible hand of the energy market. So why are we rationing, they said. Well, let's be clear. It's not because we're short of energy. No. We're short of affordable energy. The raw cost of fuels needed to generate electricity, that is oil and gas, have actually dropped. While you're here huddled under a blanket, suppliers are buying up barrels at prices that we haven't seen this low in years. So why aren't your bills reflecting this? Well, it's because increasingly they're shutting down the sources of power that use those types of things. But there's also a great deal of collusion and corruption between these corporations and the government because they want to make this unaffordable, unavailable, all of your energy. So they point out that these oil companies are posting record profits. And of course, you know, like the wind farm off of Long Island, they are going to have record profits. The cost will be 4 or 5 times what it is now. The profits will be nearly double, between 1.5 and double what the entire cost is right now. How is that conscionable? How could they make that much more profit? Well, because they're going to escalate everything. They said back in 1940, the rules are very simple. Here's your allowance. Make it last. But now there is no such transparency. Instead, we're navigating a minefield of confusing tariffs and dynamic pricing, where the cost of a cup of tea can triple if you brew it at the wrong time. How does this rationing actually work? Well, through something that's called demand response. The idea is that energy companies are supposed to ease the strain on the grid by persuading you to use less during peak hours. But instead of persuasion, it's more like coercion. Whispers of mandatory blackouts if customers don't comply. Penalties for exceeding limits during critical periods. Many of these so-called critical periods are simply a result of artificial constraints put in place to keep the prices up. So what's the response been? Well, families are now operating on a tight energy schedule that would make a 1940s housewife wince. There are tales of parents who are setting their alarms for 2 a.m. laundry runs, kids doing homework in candlelight, entire households sitting in the dark at 5 p.m. to avoid peak tariffs. All this in a country that supposedly has more energy reserves than it needs. But see, they're not allowed to use it. We're going to shut down the extraction of this stuff. And so they said, well, here's the way that you can survive. Time your usage. You want to boil that kettle for tea? Well, wait until the dead of night. Your new life motto is save a watt, save a lot. Or you can befriend the old school tactics. Channel your grandparents' wisdom. Wear layers. Stock up on hot water bottles. And if you got a fireplace, make the most of it. Central heating is now a luxury. Hoard energy credits. Make it a game. Rack up those points because you never know when you'll need them for a 30-second burst of microwave use. And then the great power fast. Plan family activities that require zero power. You know, board games or reading by candlelight or good old-fashioned staring contest. As I said, energy is a basic human need. It is not a privilege. It shouldn't be rationed like caviar while the profiteers in boardrooms toast to market dynamics. And then they got all that right, and they say the government needs to step in properly. Do they not realize that it's the government that started all of this stuff? It's just, where is this stuff coming from? I don't know. Let's get the government to fix it. No, it's going to be up to us. But this is an example of what they want to do to us. They want to make our electricity rationed and expensive and unreliable while they lavish whatever they want with their own private nuclear reactor.
Hearing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish things that simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous. To our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous 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 to our democracy.
Break free from the usual script with a David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.